Who's there?
It's me, Akbar. It's me. Come on in.
What's going on here?
Good morning. I'm making tea on a coal fire. You haven't had breakfast yet, have you?
But why are you here so early?
Well, I thought if we speed up our work here, we'll be done sooner. As your sister says, one should stick to the job, Akbar. By the way, are you okay with my cousin, Marilla? Can we settle it?
All right, then. If she's serious, tell her to come over in order to write the contract and start the work.
Of course she's serious. I talked to her just a few minutes ago. And also last night. Akbar, did you listen to that radio show?
Yes. How come you heard it? Do you listen to the radio?
Not really. I mean, Manaz was listening to it, and then she called your sister, and you know how it is.
You two probably recorded it and are giving all our relatives a copy.
No, we didn't. You mean my cousin? No, I swear to God, she'd already had the radio on when I called her, believe me.
If I hear that a copy of it has found its way into anyone's house or anywhere else in the world, I will cut you into little pieces and use your meat for stew! I'm serious!
No way, Akbar. How can you say that?
I'm warning you.
Okay. I feel dizzy. It's probably the smoke.
Here you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is for you.
Thank you. Well?
It's become very serious, you see. It was even broadcast on the radio.
I know. I talked to Mino about it. She thinks you were to blame for the interview.
Who?
Well, you.
Me? Anyway, it's come down to court and divorce and all those sort of things.
I don't understand. Don't you have an elder in your family who can make peace between them?
Not even 100 elders could manage that. You can see yourself what's happened now.
I just don't get it. Why did Mr. Akbar choose a spot right in front of Minu's restaurant to open his own?
But it's a war. It's a war. They're both being stubborn.
I've already told them, both of them, I won't interfere in their divorce case.
But you have to interfere. You shouldn't leave it to some strangers. You must drag your feet and kill time. Drag it out or something so that perhaps...
For how long?
The longer you drag it out, the better.
I can't do that. If the plea goes to court, it'll be difficult to turn back.
I'm sure a woman of your wisdom and knowledge can persuade them to get off their high horse. I am very sure that you are very proficient and that you can do something to reconcile them first.
Ma'am, Mr. Heshmati is on the phone.
Who is Mr. Heshmati? Do you know him? It must be a client who wants to speak to you. Don't mind me. Go on, answer the phone.
I was waiting for your permission. Yes?
Don't say that.
Hold on a second. Please hold on. Excuse me, can you please go wait outside? It's private.
Okay, I'll wait for you. Of course.
Excuse me, Mr. Heshmati.
Miss Samira, I am sure you can solve this problem because you are very smart and very clever and very trustworthy. And
yes, thank you very much.
Very...
Hello? Sorry.
Wow. It's a well-designed home, sis. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Since when do you see well without your glasses, my dear?
I don't see very well, but I can still distinguish objects around me.
What happened to your glasses exactly?
I don't know where I put them. Perhaps they fell out of my pocket in the gutter or a taxi or when I was getting out of a car, I don't know.
You left them at Samira's office.
Really?
Yes, really. She sent them to the restaurant. Why did you go to Samira's office anyway?
No reason. I just wanted to pay her a visit.
Why on earth would you pay her a visit?
You asked me to come over here just so you can argue?
No. I wanted to tell you to go and tell him that... Well, that if he waits and doesn't beg others for money, then I'll sell this house and give half of the money to him.
But sis, didn't you get loans from the bank to buy this house?
Just tell him I'm not trying to reconcile with him. But he can count on half of the money.
Okay, I'll tell him.
I've given lots of checks to other people. Well, there should be some money in the account.
My cousin Marilla used to live abroad, Akbar. She's educated, I'm telling you.
Get out of my way.
She's a first-class lady, but she didn't have any luck with her husband. Oh, poor thing. He's filthy rich, but he wasn't really husband material. Good things usually end up in the wrong hands.
Other people's personal life has nothing to do with me. I just want to make sure she knows how to be a good business partner.
You're absolutely right. I talked to her all about it, Akbar. Be rest assured, she's like a bank. She'll give us the money, and that'll be the last time you see her. The good thing is that you won't have to sell anything anymore. Get it? Here she is. You see, right on time.
Open the door.
She's so punctual. You're right on time, my dear cousin. Come on in. You're really high class. I'm so impressed. Come right in, Marilla. We're waiting for you.
So you were expecting your cousin. Hello, brother.
Hello.
Hello, miss.
Brother, tell me, why do you keep dragging him into your meetings? What can he do? He has neither money nor intelligence, and he knows nothing about running a business or cooking.
Well, he's giving me a hand in the restaurant, sis. And besides, I don't think he has anything better to do.
Brother, what is going on with his cousin? Why is she coming here?
Please mind your own business, Essie.
Yes, of course, sir.
She's going to be my partner. I mean, we already are partners. Well, she's going to be.
Why her? Couldn't you find anyone else?
What are you so upset about?
I want to be there in your meeting. You don't know this woman, brother.
Hold on. Are you worried about me or your husband?
Both of you.
Look, sis. I need cash and she has it. Besides, what wrong has that poor woman done?
Excuse me, Akbar. I think it's the doorbell.
You're really calling Marilla a poor woman? Did he actually say that?
No, Akram. Akram, the doorbell's ringing. We could lose her.
Yes. Please come in.
Hello.
Hello there. Welcome. Please come in.
Do I have to take off my shoes?
Yes, please.
Oh, such a difficult task.
Sorry.
Here, hold this. Thank you.
Come on in.
Thank you. Hi, Human.
Hey. Sit down, please.
Oh. Hello, Akram.
Hello.
Safdar, come over here and sit down.
Okay.
Welcome.
I won't take much of your time. Here are the checks. 500 million for tomorrow. And another 100 million for 3 days later.
Read it and then sign it. According to the contract, you are going to own half of the restaurant. Which means you'll share half of its profits and losses. If you need to give it more thought, it's okay. If you've decided not to do it, that's okay as well.
I trust you, Mr. Akbar.
Read it carefully.
Excuse me, Ms. Marilla. Please, where did you get all this money from?
Why are you leaving so early?
Sit down.
Are you happy now? Miss Marilla, you were supposed to have dinner with us. I made saffron rice casseroles and baked shrimp and steak roulettes. Safdar said that they're your favorites.
I'll take a rain check. Thank you.
Tell me, Human, how do you know your cousin's favorite food? Huh?
Who, me? I just made a lucky guess.
A lucky guess?
Human has my number. Good night.
Akram, dear, I gave you my life story when we met. We lived in the same house with our aunt, and we sat at the same table for lunch and dinner, so I know her taste.
You're not allowed to go to your aunt's house ever again, understand?
Why are you acting like a child, Akram? I shouldn't go to my aunt's house. After years of living honestly and faithfully, you still doubt me.
Are you satisfied now? Why were you so harsh with that poor woman, sis?
You're calling her a poor woman? Have you forgotten how she robbed her husband of all his money? I'd better keep quiet. Brother, you're free to do as you please, but I know what to do with him. Get up. Goodbye to you. I said get up.
That was great, Akbar. Don't worry, I'll calm her down. Make sure you don't lose the checks.
Go ahead.
Human!
I'm coming.
You're left with all the food, sir.
Don't come out. I'll close the door myself.
Don't forget what I said. Make sure to tell Akbar.
Okay, sure.
Manuche.
Yes, sis?
That woman. I mean, some cousin of Human. Does she still come and see Akbar?
You're referring to Marilla?
Of course. Who else would I mean?
What can I say? You expect her not to come? They're becoming partners. I mean, they have. They're going to work together.
She doesn't measure up to Akbar. She can't even tell between left and right. How is he going to work with her?
My dear sister, Akbar doesn't want her to work. He just wants her money. I mean, he has no other choice. He can't run a restaurant with an empty pocket now, can he?
Then don't tell Akbar anything. Forget about everything I told you beforehand. He deserves Marilla and Human and his clan. That's what I think.
Don't say that, Minu.
Please do tell, what does Ziran need now?
It needs me.
I see strength in your character, my friend, and I dare say that you are far more than a servant to me. I believe that none of the statesmen in Tehran are worthy enough to lead it. The future of Iran is in your hands.
Today, I have made you the number one authority in Iran. I trust that you will be just and virtuous toward all the people, from men to child.
Vigilant. Capable. An Iranian king.
Do you see, Prime Minister? I do not listen to anyone. I only listen to you. You shouldn't listen to anyone else, but me either. Do what is necessary to bring stability and peace to the nation.
Gentlemen, Tehran is not the seat of power. It is the military command center. Once again, we hear the drums of war.
Receive allowances for no good reason whatsoever. I'm giving an order now to cut those payments immediately. This is my final decision. I have chosen and I have decided to align myself with Iran's desperate commoners.
A true patriot. Just and resourceful. Reliable and incorruptible.
The thought that one day I may have to turn my back on you sends a shiver down my spine.
Who is this man?
Every single thing must be under his command. He does not know how to distinguish.
Amir Kabir on iFilm.
Honey, where are you?
I'm at Grandpa's house. I don't know about the others. I'm here by myself.
Thank you so very much.
Yes. No.
Thank you for this, Grandma.
You're welcome.
No, they're not at Mom's house. No, I'm sure of it. Well, perhaps they've gone to the movies. Uh-huh. Oh. Okay. Mr. Tear Dad is also here.
Give my regards to him.
Okay, I will call Saeed and the others. Okay, bye. It was Dad. He wants all of us to go there.
I'll come as well.
Pardon?
May I? Is it all right?
No, he didn't mean you. He meant my brothers and sister.
Uh-huh.
Essie?
Yes, sir?
I want you to clean up this place within an hour. I want it to sparkle. If you need help, call Ramat and ask him to come.
Oh, no, sir. You can count on me.
Hurry, then. I invited my children for dinner. They're on their way, so hurry up. Excuse me, is this the Orchid of Flower Shop? Yes, this is Mr. Ali Magam. I'd like to order some flowers.
I don't get it. Are you supposed to sulk or talk?
How can I sulk with my father, Grandpa? I can't stand not talking to him. It's so difficult for me.
Huh. What is this poor guy supposed to do? Sit down, sit down. Can he ask for your hand? Can he ask? Tell me, who's going to talk to him and give him the final answer and put him out of his misery?
You're absolutely right, sir, yes.
But, Grandpa, he still has problems of his own.
Well,
he still doesn't know what he's going to do.
How come?
Well, it's nothing, Grandma. Should I say it? All right.
Yes, go on.
Okay. Sarah is absolutely right. I don't know if I should come with my mother
and... His other father.
Yes. Or with my father and...
His other mother.
That's
Come
it.
With all of them.
What? You mean he should come with two fathers and two mothers? That's not possible, Grandma.
Why not, my dear Tear Dad? His stepfather and stepmother also raised him and took care of him and loved him very much, didn't they?
Yes, yes, you're right. All four of them.
Hey!
What? Am I wrong?
Then they should come together.
It won't do, Grandma. Four mothers and fathers coming to meet us? What about my own mother and father, then?
Well, I think you should take all of them to the registry office, say I do, and get it over with. Your parents' quarrel won't be over anytime soon, my dear.
Yes, your grandpa is absolutely right.
Grandpa
yes.
is right? Are you trying to turn this to your own
That's
advantage?
That's not what I meant. No. It can't be like that.
What a mess this is. The knot is so tight, no one can open it.
God, this house has become a stranger to me.
I'm so tired of it all. I plan to become an addict.
Don't make me mad, Farhad. Don't you ever crack another lame joke like that.
That's what happens with children of divorce.
Don't bring up divorce!
What am I gonna talk about then? Children of divorce?
Farhad! Farhad! I told you not to make me mad! I know someone whose parents were divorced, but she has 3 degrees.
God must have helped her then.
Well, behave in a way to be worthy of God's help then.
So you started up a social discussion now? Let's go. So you started up a social discussion now? Let's go.
Yes?
Hi, Dad.
Hello, dear. Come in, please.
I think Dad must be feeling happy. He said, dear.
My dear children, welcome. Wash your hands and come to the dinner table, please. Would you like to listen to some nice music? I love Master Shanaz's music. He knows how to uplift the soul. So how is Daddy's eldest daughter?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Dad. Could I ask you why you actually invited us over?
Do I actually need a reason for showing my fatherly love to you? It's always constant, never falters. My dear children, I was almost broke. Only this house was left for me, and I was going to sell it. But I am like the mystical swan. I always rise from the ashes.
Well, I think that's the phoenix, Daddy.
Yes, phoenix. You're right, I'm one of those. The phoenix. You'll soon see that Mr. Ali Magam is born again and becomes what he is destined to be. But this time, I'm going to conquer Tehran. One restaurant in every district. How many districts do we have in Tehran?
27, I guess.
27 districts, and one restaurant in each district. Let's start. We'll start with the soup. Essie, soup, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is the same old Essie. My restaurant, or rather my chain of restaurants, won't be a simple restaurant from now on, but rather they'll be parts of a stock company. And tonight, in this lovely gathering, I'm going to give each one of you a share. Officially and legally, I want you to have a share in this important company. Starting tonight, you're going to be my partners. Ali Magam and partners.
Excuse me, Dad, but what are you going to want in return?
What do I want? Nothing. What does a father want from his children? Except for their happiness and a bright and prosperous future. A father doesn't want any payment for his love. It's always been like that throughout the history of mankind. What can I want from all of you except love, except gratitude, except faithfulness?
What about Mom, then?
Only Father! Only me. As I already told you, you're my shareholders now. You can't think about anything but the interests of the company. Nothing and no one else.
So you want us to give up our mother in return for the company's share?
Think about the future, son.
A future without Mom? Do you have any idea what that looks like?
Tell me what you think.
This dreamy future doesn't have a roof. It's scary at night.
If you want the shares, sign it. You're not going to sign it? And you're not going to sign it either?
No, Daddy.
So you're not signing it, huh? Essie, don't stand there staring at me. Have some of this.
Hi, Mommy.
Is it Mom?
Yes.
Tell her the game is over.
Farhad.
What? We've had enough.
Hey, she'll hear you.
Yes?
Listen, Sarah. You really have to make your choice tonight. It's either me or your father. This hide-and-seek game is over. You either come here and live with me, or you go to your dear father's house and stay there forever, okay? That's what I think.
But why, Mommy?
Why? Because I can't keep worrying about where you are and what you're doing every single day. It's exhausting. disgusting. I'm as busy as hell. I have to feed half the people in this town twice a day. Do as I say, Sarah. Just do as I say. Tell the others that they have to choose between your father or me. End of story. That's it. Asks why.
She was really angry.
Yeah, either mom or dad.
Either both or none of them.
Why can't anyone just make peace between them?
Well, we only did what we could. They are really fed up with each other. They really want to get a divorce.
Why can't it just be like the old times? I wish it was like the old times, when an elder could just interfere and help them reconcile and make everything better.
There are a lot of books sold all over the world. All of them are written by scientists. All of them about love.
Love? Let me see.
Happiness for everyone. Everyone. Reconciliation. Family, family.
Those books only apply to foreign societies. They won't work for us. How many stubborn couples like our parents have patched up their quarrel after reading those books?
He's right.
Hurry up, hurry up.
What is it? What is it, ma'am? What's wrong? Why do you keep honking your horn?
Sister! Sister! Don't honk your horn, they'll move soon enough.
Who's making such a ruckus? Why do you keep honking your horn, lady?
Why have you blocked the road?
Can't you see? We're unloading materials.
Unloading materials? What for?
It's none of your business. Hurry up. Work faster.
Hurry up, kid. Hurry.
What are the cars supposed to do then? You've blocked the road.
You can use another route. There are lots of other ways to get here.
I want to park the car in my place.
Your place? This street here belongs to all the tradesmen around here, lady. No one has a particular place. Unless you've bought the street, in which case I have nothing else to say.
Mr. Akbar, the streets are like public passages in a building. They belong to everyone.
Be quiet! Don't interfere! I know exactly how to answer her! From now on, that restaurant's cars are not allowed to park here!
And why not?
Because we have lots of customers, and we've reserved this side for them.
You keep telling yourself that.
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean you, Mr. Ali McGam, should first open up your restaurant before worrying about a parking place for your customers. It's not as if your restaurant is up and running, you know.
Don't you worry. It'll be up and running in no time. Let me tell you, Mrs. Manu, I will open up this restaurant and I'm halfway there. So you'd better listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. Everyone should listen carefully. I am going to open up Ashbaz Bashi's real restaurant. What day is it today?
Saturday.
Good. So it's Saturday. I am going to open up this restaurant next week, do you hear? Next Saturday, to be exact. I invite you to lunch in this restaurant next week. How's that?
Ha 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 ha!
Ha-ha-ha!
Yes! Ha-ha-ha!
Open the road and let this lady go! And then come into the restaurant!
Well, you know, I think she's right. Just imagine, two people who used to be friends are now rivals. It's really hard on her.
Listen here. I have no doubt that Mr. Akbar intentionally decided to open up his restaurant across the street.
Otherwise, he could have found lots of other places in this town, huh?
You're right!
He's trying to get under her skin, I'm sure of it.
So, Miles, please, mind your work. We don't have time for this.
Okay.
This is war, ladies. If you let your guard down... Now, Mr. Akbar, we'll set down this place. You should have your own wits about you.
You can say that to yourself. Hi, ma'am.
I don't want you to get involved with this war. This has nothing to do with the restaurant and you. I won't repeat myself. So keep that in mind.
Sure.
Abdi, I was looking for you earlier.
Yes?
Come with me, please.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, if you mind your own business, no one will be able to shut this restaurant down.
Looking at me! I'm talking to you! Didn't you hear me? This restaurant is the real Ashpazmashi restaurant! No matter what! I am going to open it by next Saturday, understood? Next Saturday! What is it? Talk!
I'll tell you, Mr. Akbar. As my cousin, as a representative of my cousin, I'd like to tell you that I don't think that... do you think it can be done in just 1 week?
Yes! It has to be done! No arguing that!
Mr. Akbar, you yourself are an expert architect. You know how to do things like this. You know that this construction work will take a very long time.
Hello, Mansouri.
In a week, we can't even build the walls around here.
Hold on, hold on. Listen to me, all of you. I want to open up my restaurant in a week. I don't want to hear any complaints about that, and if you cannot do it, to take the rest of your payments and leave! This is a war, a real war! If you're not up to fighting, then get out of here! My customers won't come here because of the decoration or the beautiful walls. My customers are going to come here to eat my delicious food, even in a half-built restaurant like this. I am going to prove that!
You can't establish a restaurant in this manner. This is not the way to do things, Mr. Ali Magam. A restaurant has to be beautiful, has to be set up nicely. It has to look good. People have to want to come inside the restaurant.
Who are you?
I'm one of the old colleagues of Colonel Kadami, and I bought my share through him. That's how I bought it. Everything is not supposed to go according to your tastes only.
Safdar, see how much this man has paid for his share and give him a check so he can take his leave.
Okay.
I paid in cash, and I want it in cash.
Okay, my friend. I'll give you your money in cash. You can cash your check right now. Watch your step.
Come, come, we should go. Come. I'm Akbar's representative. Akbar and his partner's representative. Are you listening? Inform the others as well. This kind of partnership won't do. I don't know how you managed to come here. I really don't.
Hello. Mansoor, are you still there? So you heard what I said? I want you to buy everything. Everything needed for a traditional Iranian restaurant and bring them over now. Hurry up! Do you hear what I say? Did you hear what I said? I leave it to you! Why are you still standing around? Move it!
Hurry up! Hurry up! Hey, kid! Come on, give me the scaffold board. Also the beans. Get me all of them. Hurry! Hurry! Hurry up! Hurry up!